The ECB decision is due today, and the central bank is widely expected to leave policy unchanged. Most of the reaction in the market will be around the tone of the communication and just how much more upbeat the central bank might want to get about the outlook. But with all of the action we saw in March are already playing out, this around the front-loaded purchases from the PEP program, we have a hard time seeing much happening today that will translate to any explosive reaction from the euro. As far as the outlook goes, there very well might be some bright spots, and things have been looking better in Europe as far as the vaccine distribution goes. But at the same time, the ECB is likely to take more of a wait-and-see approach for the time being. And while we have seen some upside pressure on inflation, much like the Fed, the ECB has been quick to already dismiss any rise in inflation due to one-off factors. So ultimately, we don't see much going on today that should rock the boat all that much. Technically speaking, the euro has been trending higher of late, but is also into some shorter-term resistance in the 120s. Ultimately, we're now in a kind of no-man's land, and in order to turn heads, the euro would really either need to break back above 122 or below 117. That's all for now.